Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
There is a website out there called insurify.com, and they've put together a list of the rudest, nastiest drivers on the road. In fact, if you're in this particular city here in Colorado, you're more than 10 times likely than any other place to get flipped off.
In a city in Colorado?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, now here's
I'd say the Gap Project.
Here's what they've done. It's a city.
I know, but still.
It's a city. All right. Here's what they've done. They've compiled every single state, and they've picked the one town. Okay. The one town in that state, and it's right here in the metro, too. All right. They picked one town in that state where the rudest, the nasty. Now, we're not talking to the worst drivers.
I got you.
We're talking nasty. You're just nasty. You'll throw stuff out your window. You don't care about other people. You'll flick a cigarette and start a fire. You're that kind of person.
Whoa. Well,
you're
crazy.
Nasty.
It's just you'll flick a cigarette and flip people off. And you, so your hands are very busy in this city.
So what town do you think it is within the metro?
Commerce City.
I'm going to guess Boulder.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You, Jamie, very close.
Oh, really?
So, Commerce City, don't think you're off the hook. Broomfield.
Broomfield, really?
Really?
Yep. You people.
I feel like it's suburbia USA.
Yeah, we're about to hear from you on Textato at 51059 if you were in Broomfield this morning. You live in Broomfield. You drive the roads of Broomfield. Do you realize how rude and nasty you are?
See, I was actually going to say Colorado Springs until you said it was metro, because I don't think Colorado Springs is very nice. I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry to you people that live there and commute, but y'all are asses.
Well, they may be somewhere on the list. I'm not telling you that everybody's off of being, you know, a jerk.
Right.
But according to this particular website, Broomfield is number one in the state of Colorado. See, I would have guessed... If I had to take a guess,
there's nowhere to be mean.
I would have gone with something like Grand Junction, because I feel like Grand Junction is really Utah. It's not even Colorado.
But there's no intersections, hardly.
And I feel like it's like the meth capital of the state, and be rude, you know. I really feel like Grand Junction would be
really
the one.
That's your pick.
I didn't think it was going to be Broomfield.
Well, I didn't see Broomfield because to me, you know, that's suburbia USA. It's like you go out there and not out there. You know, you're all living there and living with your kids or in soccer, stuff like that. Maybe there's a bunch of ass dads.
Well,
you know, because I feel like the moms are nice.
I feel like with it being Broomfield named on the list, that you really have a snowballed. You guys in Broomfield, you make us think that you're happy-go-lucky people.
But
As soon as you get on the road, you're flipping people off. You're throwing your trash out the window. You're starting these forest fires. We know what you're
starting
up to.
Forest fires.
Well, I don't know. I'm just throwing things.
I haven't even seen a forest fire ever in Broomfield.
I'm just saying. It doesn't matter. Whoa!
It's the land of little trees. There's no forest fires.
You're missing the point.
Okay.
The fact is that you could be from Broomfield driving other roads and you're still nasty. So you could have started those forest fires.
Okay.
You could have.
I just feel out of all of Colorado, that I-25 Gap Project, if you've ever driven it from
that's where like Monument is, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. And the way, I don't know how this construction company is even legal. The way that they are making us go around turns and this and bumps and I'm like.
And the corridor is way too small.
Oh my God. There's no give.
Yeah. And you feel like you're going to hit the car next to you the entire time you're driving through
it. If they're on their phone like morons at all and look down and you see that they're swerving, your only option is a concrete barrier.
Yeah, or to just slam on your brakes.
Oh, it is the worst. I can't believe that construction company has, like, the blessing of whoever has to inspect it, because to me it looks completely illegal how they set it up.
Look at it, Texnado. You people in Broomfield, here you go. You're sending text in so you can lie to us this morning. Wait, look, the survey's out. You're rude. You're rude drivers.
Are you sure it wasn't the best driver?
You might be a nice person, but you're a rude driver, okay?
It says, that's right, Broomfield is where it's at. They hate everything. They hate oil, they hate gas, and they complain about everything. Oh, my God.
There you go.
You don't there know. You go. That is, maybe you have one bad neighbor. That does not define Broomfield. Jeez.
Speaking of complaining.
Somebody said you're wrong about the nice moms of Broomfield, Jamie. Be in the line at the drop-off.
Wow. Broomfield has everybody full. They do. Because we came in here this morning. That's the last place in the state that I would have thought that was the rudest driver.
I know.
But we come in this morning and we see the list and boom, Broomfield, you're number one. You're a bunch of...
I know. Right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.